This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. For the first time this year, retail sales are expected to pass $1 trillion for the Christmas holiday season, according to research firm eMarketer. More than $100 billion of that will be sales through e-commerce. In addition to your hard-earned cash, those retailers are after something else, something that's perhaps just as valuable. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
At the holidays, we buy things we don't typically buy because we're shopping for others. But retailers are still collecting data off those one-time purchases.
The genius is knowing what to do with it.
That's Susie Ross, a retail advisor at Accenture. She says customers can face the usual onslaught in their inboxes.
Bombarding them with an email, with a discount or a promotion.
Zolt Katana, business professor at UC Berkeley, says that can be effective, but
only if the person, if the shopper is interested. And that usually is not the case for one-time shoppers.
The trick, says Jeffrey Gallick, marketing professor at Carnegie Mellon University, is for retailers to figure out what we buy for ourselves and what we buy for other people.
How does Amazon know if that is a gift that's going to someone else and shouldn't be integrated into the recommendation system that they use for me? Or is it actually a product that I'm buying for myself and they should kind of update their algorithms?
But even if we're one-time customers, retailers can still make money off of us, Gallick says. They can sell our data to aggregators and other retailers who combine it with existing data on us.
And this just adds to that pool of information that they have, making it even richer.
They can then go on to resell it to somebody else. And that data can find its way back to us via promotions. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.